A word for you from 2 Chronicles 28 verse 4. And he sacrificed and made offerings on the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Yes, we've looked at King Ahaz recently, how he started when he was very young. He was full of great potential. He should have learned from his predecessors how God had dealt with previous ungodly kings, but this king didn't learn the lesson. He should have known. And I'd like to call to your attention today the word high places. This phrase is used constantly in the Old Testament and is repeated quite often in the New One. And often it's a mystery to Christians. What are these high places? What does it mean? Why is God so against high places? Is he against heights? Is he against the idols and they happen to be in the high places? No, it's not by accident that the high places were the areas where idol worship was at its worst, and Israel was constantly pulled into the temptation of worshipping other gods on high places. They knew the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy might, etc., and thou shalt have no other gods. And so they were very aware of the fact that any so-called competition, although, as Paul says, these are not gods, but nevertheless, these evil spirits or demons, whatever you call it, they demanded from the people that they should worship them on the high places. That would mean the highest hills that were available, and it was symbolic of height, esteem, prestige, that these spirits or these demonic powers were demanding worship in the highest places. Remember that our God is referred to as God Most High. And the devil has always tried to usurp his throne, tried to be in competition. And so when he was cast down after trying to usurp the place of Christ and seat himself in the high places in heaven, God drove him out, but he tried to constantly get people to worship him in the high places, joining themselves to idols, trying to get another god in the place of God alone. They didn't mind having many gods, but God does mind. He refuses to allow you to have any high places in your heart.